Sister Wendy Beckett, art critic and Carmelite nun, rose extraordinarily early, at 1 a.m. or 3 a.m., as the members of contemplative monasteries across the Christian traditions do, and have done, for almost 2 millennia. She'd pray, sip coffee, pray some more, through the small hours of the night, then, as the world awoke, go to Mass at 8 a.m. She liked to sit unseen in the belfry during services. Instead of shuddering at the thought of getting up so early to work through the hours of darkness, in quiet and peace there is a sense of camaraderie and solidarity. Sometimes in that solitary period, when the noisy world seems to have withdrawn entirely and it feels a bit lonely, I think of my friend, alert and active, listening to the silence. Gentle, generous and intelligent, Sister Wendy was born in South Africa, raised in Edinburgh, Scotland, and studied in St. Anne's College, Oxford, where she was awarded a first-class honours degree in English literature. Indeed, the president of the examinations board, J.R.R. Tolkien, a fellow wizard who invented Hobbitland, asked Wendy to stay on at the university, but she had other plans, and so had God. For a time, Sister Wendy taught English and Latin, a modern subject and its ancient partner, returning to South Africa where she taught schoolgirls in apartheid Cape Town and later lectured in segregated Johannesburg. She also spent years translating medieval Latin texts, at the same time dedicating her life to solitude and prayer while gradually working on her very first book. In 1988, contemporary women artists made its pivotal appearance. More than 30 books later, and after numerous TV documentaries, Sister Wendy, an enclosed celebrity, still had time to listen, read, and write personal letters conveying her joy in the gift of life, in the revelations of art, and in the pervasive presence of God.